This worship service, Church in the Home, is brought to you each week from our radio and television chapel in Los Angeles, California. Church in the Home is offered as a public service across America, to foreign countries, and to armed forces around the world. Now here is your radio and television pastor, Fred Jordan.
Our God and our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Your Son, Jesus Christ, who said, "Suffer the little children to come unto Me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." We thank Thee for these precious little darlings that have come to us today as our guest from the far-off land of Korea. We pray that You'll bless them. Bless these parents who are filled with all kinds of emotions as they receive today the new little babe that's going to go home with them to distant states and to become their very own. In the name of that same Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Greetings to all of our friends and members of Church in the Home throughout this great nation of ours, and wherever you may be watching television or viewing this telecast. And all you friends who will be listening today to our radio network broadcast, God bless each and every one of you. And I think it's important that I tell you now that we have, as I indicated in my prayer, some special guests, little ones all the way from the land of Korea. And you friends who have prayed and who have cooperated and been so wonderful in sponsoring this one orphanage that we sponsor in Korea are going to see just a little bit of the fruit of your prayers and your gifts and your efforts. We have one of God's angels here today. I thought a long time last night before I decided to use that expression. In our hospitals, we call our nurses angels of mercy. But I think if you could watch this young lady in her directing and operating this orphanage, I think you'd be like the little lady I met today who has five little babies. And she was feeling quite weary and tired. And I said, "How would you like to have 22 little babies in a crib in one room?" Well, she said, "I guess I have a lot to be thankful for." This is the director that you sent out over 4 years ago to our orphanage that we built and supported there. With her, we have Willie back with us today. We had a wonderful trip down to Texas, our school, but we're glad to be back and to have them tell you just a little bit out of their hearts about those early days in Korea when they slept on the floor. And I understand that the room was so small and these girls are so tall that they actually had to put their feet under the bed. The bed wasn't a bed long enough to sleep on, so they slept on the floor with their feet under the bed. So come on, Willie, and Lorraine Jost, God's wonderful angel for the children of Korea. And Willie, God bless you. It's wonderful to have you two girls here. And I think I'll just let you talk out of your hearts, Willie. Tell us how this whole thing started. How you and Lorraine got together, and did you actually have to sleep on the floor in a little Korean home and didn't understand the language or something about it, and how the burden came for the orphanage?
Well, I think, Reverend Jordan, it began, of course, when you went to Korea the first time. You saw such a need there, and you came back and raised several thousand dollars and sent it direct to the president of Korea, President Syngman Rhee. And then when I made a trip to the Orient to visit some of our mission stations and other parts of the Far East, you sent me to Korea. And while there, the Lord gave me a burden, too, for the children of Korea. And on my way back to America, I met Lorraine Jost, who was then a church in the home missionary in Hawaii. But she didn't want to be in Hawaii. She wanted to go to Korea to take care of babies. And the next time I met Lorraine, she was there in this little room. And we did put our feet under the bed, didn't we?
Yes.
But it wasn't only because of the bed. Tell him what you told him this morning.
Well, it was also because the floor was warm, and we didn't have enough covers and everything to keep warm. It's cold in Korea.
They heat under the floor.
Yes, that's right.
And keep the floors
radiant
warm.
Radiant heating.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they talk about here, but we don't have it yet. And Lorraine, it's wonderful. We're going to see you several times today on this program. And the babies, we want you to present them to the parents. I know it's going to be a terrific emotional hour for all of us as the parents receive these precious little dolls all the way from Korea. And I wish this was color to see those fabulous colors, white, and I guess that's a deep maroon or red, and Willie's, yours is gold. And
well, mine is a festival dress. Lorraine's dress is one that they actually wear. Maybe she could step out and the camera could get a picture with the very short waist and the long skirt. And this is the dress that the Korean ladies actually wear every day, whereas the dress I have on is more of a festival or New Year's dress.
Well, thank you so much, girls, and now we'll bring you back in a moment, but first let's listen to Harriet. The choir's going to sing. I've been gone 3 weeks, so naturally I'm confused this morning with all these children. Choir, sing for us.
Oh,
Thank you so much, choir. Yesterday at the airport, when Lorraine Jost arrived from Korea with these four precious orphans, we had a lot of anticipation, and we were quite anxious because the fog had delayed the landing of the plane at the international airport. And I think we still are so excited today, we just don't know hardly what we're doing. And then the adjustment of these little fellas to new parents who speak a strange language to them, and then the anticipation on the part of the parents and the thrill of having these new babies they've waited, prayed for, longed for, has caused a great deal of emotion in all of our hearts. So if we make some mistakes today, will you just bear with us and pray with us, because I know you're all going to be thrilled when you meet some of these wonderful parents. We have Mr. and Mrs. Owens here today, and I'm going to ask them to come now, and we want to find out why they wanted an orphan from Korea. I wonder if you'll come, Mrs. Owens. Mr. Owens, God bless you. We welcome you to Church in the Home, and Mr. Owens. And what is your name, Doc?
Rachel.
Rachel. That's a Bible name, isn't it? I wish you could have been at the airport to see this precious little doll yesterday. And what was that you gave to the little orphan? A doll? And she was just like a little mother. Now, I wonder if we could start first. Mr. Owens, what is your profession?
I'm an accountant.
An accountant. And this is your own flesh and blood?
Own flesh and blood.
She's not adopted.
No.
Now, why would you want a little baby in your home? Huh? You like them. Well, a lot of people like them, but they cost money to support. I found that out at our house. How about you, Dad? Why did you want another child?
Well, because Jesus loves all the little children, especially the children of the world, and we wanted another one for a sister.
And a companion, huh?
And a companion, and also for the sharing of God's love with some child who is not as fortunate as the children in America.
Now, Ms. Owens, how about you as a mother? What prompted you in your heart to go along about the adoption of another child?
Well, we've tried for a good many years to do this, and this just was the only way open, that we want another child in the home rather than to raise one alone.
Oh, I know that your hearts are anxious, and the thrill and joy of seeing this couple yesterday waiting as if they were going to receive something from a satellite or from Mars or the moon, and yet so intangible because they'd never actually had anything but a picture of your baby, had you?
That's no. Right.
And we're so happy you're here. Where are you from? What state?
Corinda, Iowa.
Corinda, Iowa. And how large a place is that?
Population between 5,000 and 6,000.
5,000 and 6,000. And you came out here just to receive your child.
That's true.
Oh, that's wonderful. And we're so glad. What are you going to call your little girl?
Lorna Jean.
Lorna Jean. That's American name.
That's American name.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you're Christian people.
That's right.
Active in church work.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. We certainly thank God for you. And we know that you're going to have a real thrill when we present that little baby. We'll do that in just a few minutes to all you parents. But first now, I want us to listen to the harp as Harriet plays.
Thank you.
Thank you, Harriet. And you know, when Jesus picked up that little baby in his arm and said, "Of such the kingdom of heaven," I think there must have been some rejoicing in heaven. And I'm sure that there was yesterday when this plane arrived with these little babies from Korea, and the parents were there ready to greet them. And one of the parents came here from Denver, Colorado, Mrs. Braden, and she's our guest today, and she's going to receive a little baby to take home to her husband and the family back in Denver. And so all you friends in Denver, get on the phone right now and call your neighbors and tell them to tune in, and maybe you'll know Mrs. Braden, your neighbor. Ms. Braden, will you come here to the pulpit, and I want to find out why you wanted this little baby from Korea. First of all, you're married.
Yes, sir.
And you have a husband.
Yes.
And what does your husband do?
He's in the real estate business.
Real estate mm-hmm. business. Now, do you work?
No, I'm a housewife.
You're a housewife. Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be wonderful. You have any children?
No.
No children.
I have one now.
You have one now. You're going to have one in a few minutes. We're going to give you one from Korea. Now, what prompted you to contact us about adopting a child from our orphanage?
Well, in your paper, of course, you featured them every now and then, and a lady from our church who receives your paper gave us the information.
Oh, it's probably
her.
Like this paper here that's
yes.
All orphans, mm-hmm. something like that?
Yes.
Well, we'd be happy for folks to get a copy. It'll tell them about the orphanage work. And then you corresponded with us.
We wrote right away, and we've just been anxious ever since to hear.
Well, the people that sponsor these orphans in our orphanages in Japan and Korea, they're anxious that they become Christians and reared in Christian homes. You and Mr. Braden, Christian people?
Oh, yes.
And you believe in the Lord with all your heart?
I certainly do.
You intend to bring the child up that way?
Oh, definitely.
Now, what do you think about this problem of mixed-blooded children being in your community?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't make any difference to us, and I'm sure that as they grow older, that they will be Americans just like anyone else. I think they'll be accepted.
Bless your heart. Those tears are coming, and we're going to find out in just a moment from our director's sister, who adopted a child over a year ago from Korea, a mixed-blooded child. And we're going to ask her personally how the community receives a mixed-blooded child in her community, and so I think that'll help answer your question. And so don't be nervous now. Everything will be all right, and won't be long until we'll present that child. As soon as we interview another one of the parents or the couples that are going to receive two children. But now I want you to listen to our trio as they sing for us. Thank you, girls. Nice to see you girls again. And now we have a minister and his wife here from back east, and we're so happy to have them receive two children from our orphanage today, and I want them to come right now. Mr. and Mrs. Jones, God bless you. Ms. Jones, I understand. God bless you, Reverend Jones. And I understand that you're a registered nurse.
Yes,
is that right?
That's right.
Well, Lorraine Jost, our director, is a registered nurse. And I know that's going to be a big help with those children.
Yes, it has been already.
Don't you kind of spend part of your time ministering to the sick?
Yes. Our church has a nursing home, a home for the aged, and I work as an administrator.
Well, isn't that wonderful? This pastor and his church and his lovely wife operate a home for the aged. Isn't that right?
Right.
And the needy. And we're so glad. And Mr., I want to call you Long, but it's Jones. I don't know why I want to call you Reverend Long. But I wonder if you could give us just a little of your background, how you got into the ministry and something about your church we're interested in. And your work back there, surely your hands are full. This lady directs a home for the aged, and her husband has a church, and he operates it without salary. He receives no salary. Is that right?
That's correct.
And you make you have your other income from other sources. Mm-hmm. And so how did you get into all this, and now you want two babies?
Just a desire to help people primarily is the reason. We've had a great interest in breaking down barriers between all races and nations and creeds, and that's the primary reason, Brother Jordan, that we have entered into the field.
I see.
We certainly have been pleased to come in contact with your work. We might say that when we were looking for children, we went to different agencies, and all of them had such fabulous prices connected with the adoption part, and your agency had no charge. It was just merely the transportation of the children. You were interested in the welfare of the human being. We felt we wanted to tell that to the television audience.
Well, thank you so much. We didn't ask for that, but we certainly appreciate it, because people... Just imagine that it's black market and you're making a fabulous sum of money. Mm-hmm. And you know why we want to adopt children? We want them to have a normal home, that's one thing, especially with Christian parents and love. But we also want another thing. We want to vacate our orphanage as fast as we can to receive those who are dying on the streets and that are taken to the city hall, 10 or 15 a day, the city hall there in Seoul, Korea. No place to go. And all orphanages are full and running over and beyond capacity, and your taking two will make it possible for us to receive some more orphans. And it's so wonderful to have you here, and we'll put those two little babies in your arms in just a few minutes. And we got a little more time, Tor. I wonder if we could just have a little testimony of your experience. When did you find Christ as your Savior?
6 years ago, I found him as I was pastoring a formal church. I was the pastor, but I was converted in my own church.
You mean you was a pastor and you was converted?
Yes, I was born again in my own church.
After you were preaching to others?
After I had been assigned to my congregation. I did not know about the new birth.
Well, I don't know whether we should say this or not, but, most of the churches are in session today at this time, you know. We're on about 100 television stations, so maybe you can say it. You suppose there might be other ministers that need to find Christ that are... pastors of churches?
I'm certain. In this particular Orthodox movement, there are many, because they never asked me whether I knew Christ personally. They just asked me if I had a desire to help people. And of course, that is important, but we need a personal experience with Christ.
That's right, and that's what we're here for on Church in the Home. And now I wonder, men, if you'll sing for Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Thank you, Quartet. And now, Mr. and Ms. Owens, we're come to that moment when you're going to receive that lovely little girl. I certainly thank God for you. And can you hold up that little Rachel? And maybe you can take the new baby, huh? Just stand up here close and speak right up. And Rachel, you can sit there on the pulpit. That's all right. Uncle Fred doesn't mind. And now we're going to hear some tears and some crying. And it's not because these children don't like their new parents. It's because it's all so strange. And all these lights and all these strange people. Sometimes I get frightened when I look at these cameramen and the crew and all the gadgets we have here. And this is a great moment in your lives. And for all of us here in America, we want to pray for you and thank God for your interest in taking a little baby. Lorraine Jost, our orphanage director, will you bring that little doll? And first of all, just stand here and speak up now, Lorraine. Could you tell us where this little baby came from?
Well, Fred, we don't really know where this little baby came from because she was an abandoned baby. She was left at the city hall, and we received her through the authorities there, and they brought her to us.
The city hall in Seoul, Korea.
Yes.
That's where you found her.
Yes.
They brought her to the orphanage. And now I want to take this. What's her name?
Her name is Cha Hua Shim.
And I know that she won't want to come in that beautiful garment, but and she's crying, and it's not because she doesn't like her parents, it's because she don't like me. And honey, we're so glad. And there's your little sister, Rachel, and here's your new papa and mama. And mother, we're happy to present this little doll to you. May God bless you and keep you and use you, and already she's fallen in love with him. And we just thank God. Do you have any word right now?
No, I guess not.
You just suppose you don't know what?
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. And now we want Miss Braden to come and receive her little doll. You can just go this way. Thank you so much. God, oh, come this way, they say. All right, would you come, Miss Braden? And this lovely mother's from Denver. Husband couldn't come. And Lorraine, will you bring her little baby? Give us the baby's name.
This is Park Chung-nan, and she too is a...
Speak right up, will you?
This is Park Chung-nan, and she too is just a little baby that was cast away.
What do you mean, cast away? Just left?
Just left. We don't know if she has a mother, a father, or what. She's just an abandoned child from Korea.
Well, she's so sweet, and these beautiful colors, red and blue and gold, and this lovely Korean dress. Could you let them see her face so they can see a little baby that came almost dying and under careful guidance of this lovely angel of God's wife, she's going to new parents. And honey, you come and let Uncle Fred give you to your new parents. She's being torn away from one love, but she's going to another. And I know, there, now, looky there. There's your new mama, Ms. Braden. Do you want to say a word?
I'm just real thrilled.
Are you? That's all you can say? Well, isn't this wonderful? And God bless that doll. Let us have one more look at her. Goodbye, darling. And we hope you have a wonderful time playing in the snow in Denver, Colorado. Thank you so much. God bless you. Mr. and Mrs. Jones, they're receiving two children, so they both have their arms full here. And he's a pastor, and they have a nurse home for the aged. And now two brand new babies. I think you've reared one or two others from that you've
three.
Taken in. Three you've taken in. Could I ask you your age?
Yes, I'm 27, I guess, and she's 31.
27 and already taken in three and all of this. Oh, that's wonderful. God bless you. And Lorraine, can I hold you, honey? Oh, that's wonderful. Now, tell us about this girl first.
Fred, this little girl was brought to us from another Korean orphanage. She was very sick and malnutritioned there and neglected, and a GI saw her and had real compassion on her and asked us whether we would take her in. She had a very bad infection from a burn on her leg, and she responded beautifully to love and treatment, and we just were so thrilled to see her have this privilege of coming to the state.
Isn't that wonderful? And look at that pretty doll. Where did you get? Let's let them see your pretty doll. That's an American doll. Isn't that a beautiful little doll? And we're so happy that you could be here. And all you friends that are looking at this little doll, don't fail to pray for her. And I remember when they had one ragged doll over there with no arms, no legs. Did it have a head on it?
I think it did.
It had a head,
it was
but
doll.
No arms, no legs, and all of them fighting over it. You're a wonderful girl. God bless you. You are God's angel to have 50 little babies to take care of. And we're so happy to have this one to present to Mr. and Mrs. Jones. And now tell us about this young man.
This little boy also came to us as just an abandoned child. We don't know anything about its parents. We know that he was really neglected and very thin when he came to us. And he, too, has really come out of it. We're so glad to see him have a chance.
It's wonderful. I see he likes to eat just like our little student do.
They say he doesn't have any bottom to his stomach.
Now, why? What is this veil and everything on his head?
Well, this is a festive dress for the little boys in Korea. Seemingly, the little boys are favored, and they have a more elaborate dress than even the little girls. And this is one that they wear on their first birthday and so on. A very special occasion.
That's true of all men over in the Far East. If you men want to be men, you want to go to the Far East. Because if men are men there, that's no place for a woman to wear the trousers, I'll guarantee you. But in this case, where it's a lot of hard work, the women have to do the work, like Lorraine. And now both these children go to the Joneses.
Yes.
You sure you're not making a mistake?
No, I'm not making a mistake.
Don't want to get them mixed up. Well, this is the heaviest one, so we'll present this one to Mr. Reverend Jones. And then this little fella to the mama. This is your new mama. And she'll take care of you and watch over you. And Daddy will watch over you. And they'll teach you about the Lord Jesus Christ. And we just praise God for every one of you precious families and you children. And we ask the Lord to bless you and keep you. And I think that you friends who have had a part will realize the necessity of us having larger quarters over in Korea. The orphanage is 40% beyond capacity. So pray that God shall some way raise up friends and meet that need. And thank God to each one of you. And don't worry about the crying, because our friends have heard tears and cries before. God bless you, Ms. Jones. God bless you, Brother Jones. And I hope we will cross your paths many, many times. And now our choir is going to sing for us.
Yeah.
Thank you, choir. And the Lord will bring back his own. This is a little girl that I told you about that's been in America about a year, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And this is Mrs. Dirksen, and she is the sister of the girl I call God's Angel, our director from Korea, Lorraine Jost. And what's your name, darling?
Ann Dirksen.
What?
Ruth Ann Dirksen.
Ruth Ann Dirksen? Isn't that wonderful? I want to see if she could talk English. And is this your mommy? Huh? Can you smile for Uncle Fred? Can you smile just a little bit? And how long was she in our orphanage over in Korea?
About 8 or 9 months.
8 or 9 months. Mm-hmm. And and she's been in your home how long?
A year.
1 year. Now, how does she fit in with your family? You have 4 sons, is that right?
That's right.
4 boys. And you want a little girl.
That's right.
And now, how does this little girl fit in with your family and being a mixed-blooded child?
As far as we're concerned and the boys, she's no different. She's just one of us.
She is.
She's the jewel in our home.
Do you think that you love her really as much as your sons?
Yes, I'm sure the Lord has given us that love in our hearts for her.
And do you love your mommy? Can you give her a little kiss? Huh? Give her a little kiss. Isn't that pretty? Look at those beautiful teeth. That's wonderful. This is your first time on television, isn't it?
That's right.
Just imagine a child being on television who was abandoned and left to die over there in Korea and now has this lovely home. Whereabouts here in California?
We live in Reedley, near
Reedley,
Fresno.
Reedley, California, near Fresno. And we just thank God for you. Thank you so much, darling. What about the community? How do they receive her? The neighbors?
The folks in our community, in our church, our friends and loved ones have just taken them into her heart or into their hearts, and they just love her dearly. Everyone has just been so kind and gracious to us and to her, and it's just been a thrill to have her come into our home.
Oh, that's wonderful. Can you just look at her one more time and see if anybody could hate that little doll? Huh? Could you smile? Are you glad to be here in America? Huh? Are you? You like your papa too? And your little, and your brothers? Oh, that's wonderful. God bless you. Thank you so much. You may go that way. And now I'm going to ask Lorraine Jost and Willie to come back and tell you something about the need there, something about the custom of the lepers trying to find a little baby that they can eat in order to get healed, they think. So you come right now, Lorraine, and I'm going to turn this portion over to you and to Willie and let you have most of the time today, and usually where I give a message, and let you talk out of your hearts about the need. And the people are really getting quite concerned about this building, and I understand that there were some phone calls, one from Phoenix, Arizona. A man said he wanted to help in the new building. And I'm sure other friends are going to be raised up until the thousands of dollars are needed that we pled for people to give.
Reverend Jordan, I have some telegrams that just came in here a few minutes ago.
Well, thank you, Miss Brett. Just stay here, Mr. Brett. Since you're here, it's breaking the trend of thought, but we're starting in 2 weeks, isn't it?
On October the 19th.
2 weeks from now, we start a live telecast from the heart of downtown Los Angeles, Skid Row, for two consecutive Sundays from 11 to 12 o'clock. Is that right?
That is right.
Now, what's the plans? You're going to have everything live from right there.
1 hour, right from Skid Row. And we'd certainly like to ask every one of you Christians to really pray as you've never prayed before. And we just hope that many of those men find Christ.
Will these men be seen on television just as they come off the
just
street?
Just as they come off the street, pushing baby
unshaven
buggies.
Unshaven.
Unshaven, is right.
And unkept. And they'll see them just as they are.
They
as they come
will.
From boxcars and from the street and the jungles.
And then we will have a service. You'll probably see 200 or 300 in our service. And we'll have a regular altar call, and I know that many of them will find the Lord.
Well, if it's like it's been every day down there, you'll see people turned away, men turned away, that are trying to get in for a meal and for a place to sleep and for the gospel service. Thank you so much. And I'm going to turn these telegrams over to Willie, because she's the one that is going to tell you the burden that's on our heart to alleviate the problem there in the orphanage. I'm going to ask you what the problem is with the babies, because I've been trying to tell the people, and I'm sure sometimes they've got questions. In fact, This came up this week. A man asked one of our staff members, said, well, how do we know that the money goes to Korea and to the orphans over there? And, of course, this person that asked, they didn't know that this director is going to be here this week. And so our staff member said, well, why don't you ask the director? She will arrive Saturday morning, and we'll be glad to bring her to you. And you can ask her personally, and she'll have children with her, and she'll have all the evidence you need. So that was a wonderful answer, I thought, because here's the evidence that you get the money and that the orphans are cared for. Now, how many babies do you have in this nursery? And do they actually have two in one each crib and two on the...